Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle.
All right, all you hard workers, well, you did it. You made a great decision this day, and that is listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And that's a great decision because you know this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I give career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. I give out all kinds of career information. I talk about hot industries, open jobs. I tell you what you should probably major in so that you can get a great job in the future. I listen to stories from countless people. Listen, guys, I've been placing people. I am a staffing and employment expert, and I've been doing this for over 25 years. I've helped thousands and thousands of people, and I know I can help you. So today, listen up. Maybe take a note or two. Just commit to doing something differently with the information that you hear today because you'll be the better for it. You know, there's no shortage of people dispensing advice nowadays. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody has an opinion, and they love sharing it. And they want to tell you how they can help you. But I always say to folks, if you're going to get your advice from somebody, make sure they're an expert, that they know what they're talking about. I mean, after all, you would not ask somebody to manage your financial portfolio if they had three bankruptcies over the last 3 years. Now, would you? It wouldn't be prudent. So when you go get, you know, your advice from some kind of a career coach or somebody that is going to help you, make sure that it's expert advice, and it really will help you because, guys, it can backfire. All right, if you are new to the show, which some of you might be, you don't know too much about it, let me also tell you that I have two weekly contributors that are knockdown dynamite. One is Eric Ross, and Eric Ross has a segment that he calls Common Sense Ain't So Common, and he shares a business scenario that really happened, and I'll tell you what, it's going to leave you scratching your head. You're going to, what did they do? Oh my gosh, really? And then I bet you might even be able to relate it to your real life because something like that might have helped happen to you at work one time. But it's a great segment, and it's also another one where you can learn one or two things from it, I guarantee you, and it will make you laugh because it does every week. And that's by Eric Ross. Our other weekly contributor is Boston Danny, and Boston Danny has been with me for doggone it with Josh and I for at least, I don't know, Josh, what's it? It's probably 4 years or something like that. And Boston Danny does a segment. He gives us an update on the fair city of Boston. He knows every cobblestone nook and cranny, everything there is about Boston. He tells us a little bit of something about what's going on up there. He brags about his sports teams in a really unique and special accent. But one thing he does for you, the listeners of this show, is he gives a shout out to your people. So if you have somebody that has a birthday, an anniversary, or somebody made your workday just a little bit brighter and you want to recognize that person for it, send me an email. Just send it to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I'll take that email. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give your special person a wicked piss-a shout out like only Boston Danny can. Guys, I tell you, the show is called Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and I believe a fundamental ingredient in any recipe for success is hard work. Like a lot of people will say, in order to be successful, you have to have a plan, you have to work your plan, limit distractions, you have to have milestones and goals, but you got to have hard work. I can't see a plan for success, let's say it's a big recipe, without that key ingredient. That key ingredient is hard work. And I believe I'm successful by a lot of standards. You know, I'm very accomplished in business and I'm thankful for that. I've been around a lot of great people and I've surrounded myself with great people over the years. But I believe a lot of that is attributed to my consistent hard work. I'm not going to be the smartest person in the world, but doggone it, I'm going to give it my best best effort to outwork the next guy, okay? Guys, as you know, every week I have some great guests, and these are some of Jacksonville's most influential people. They tell us a little story about themselves, their career journey. They tell us about the great industries, products, or causes that they represent. And this is where every week I swear I learn something. It's wonderful that I'm able to get such great guests, and today it's no different. And I've been chasing this guy for a little bit. I finally caught him, and when you're busy, crazy busy like this guy is between running two businesses, and he's kind of on the speaking circuit. I see he does a lot of public speaking and kind of giving back to the community, so his dance cards punch most of the time, and we're just pleased as punch to have Trey Vollmer on today. And I want to read Trey's bio. I'm going to read a little bit of it, but I'm going to tell you, I know this guy personally because I've engaged his company successfully many times. He's done a great job working with me to deliver a quality product. But let me tell you. So Trey runs a company, owns it, called Vollmer Visuals, and it was founded in 2008. And it's a video marketing business that helps small business owners explain who they are, what they do, and how they are different. Essentially, everything that their current clients already love about them. In February of 2021, Trey started his second business with his business partner called 24 Hour Offer. And 24 Hour Offer is a real estate company that helps motivated sellers sell their house faster and easier for 100% cash. Trey is using video marketing to help build their real estate business. Trey is the 2021 Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce Small Business Leader of the Year for the South Council. Welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, Trey Vollmer.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Now, I know something about you. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, I've engaged you more than once. I am on the board of directors of JDRF, and you produced a couple videos with me that were stellar. You captured the essence of what I was looking to do, and you delivered. So that's why I said, I got to use you again. And you did my V card. But, tell us a little bit more about Vollmer Visuals and how you got started in video.
So Vollmer Visuals is a video marketing business that I started in 2008, and we just help businesses explain who they are, what they do, how they're different. And originally I started filming kids flag football games, little 8, 9, 10 year old kids. I was selling DVDs to the parents and to the kids. Just had a table set up on the side of the field, and I was just engaging all the the people there. And the owner of that business, Brian Samillion, I reached out to him. I said, hey, if these videos catch on, this is going to be good for you because these kids are going to go home and watch them, and then other people will see them. So, yeah, I started there, and that was a good start. From there, I went to weddings and then documentaries, short films, which is what I thought I was going to do for a while, was just make movies. I wanted to have a family, so I needed to find a way to make some money.
What else, careers are a journey.
Yeah.
They're very seldom are they linear.
Yeah.
Some people do it. Have want to get into video production. I stay in video production. It's all I do. What else have you done prior to this? Because I love hearing kind of the little bit of a journey.
Yeah, that's great. For the longest time, I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I was quite all right with that. I've always been someone that wasn't going to do anything unless I loved it and I was sure about it. So I was a personal trainer for almost 20 years. And then I started doing video on the side. That was my thing in college and out of college. And, worked for a while, but it just wasn't quite what I really loved.
Right. And the entrepreneurial thing entrepreneurial-minded people, you see a viable business, and then you say, wait a second. Okay, I'm doing this video thing. This could catch on. I actually enjoy it. I get passionate about it. I'm building a career about it. But then you take the step to open a business, which a lot of people, that's a scary proposition.
Right.
How did that happen?
It's in my family.
Okay.
My dad has his own business, my uncles, my grandfather. So I think it was fairly normal to me. I never was in love with the idea of having a boss or working for somebody else. So it just kind of came natural, you know. It really wasn't a huge leap.
Right. And so you get into video production, short movies, you know. Tell me a little bit about how you kind of transition that to companies and helping companies and business folks. And what do they even look for? Like, what do they engage your services to produce for them?
Yeah, well, when I was making short films, we were getting pretty good. You know, we were starting to get funding for our movies, and we were doing film festivals. We won a few local film festivals. But I was going broke, you know. I would make a movie, go broke, and then I would shoot some weddings, make a movie, go broke. Then I met my wife, you know, and I was like, wow, this is, I want a family, you know.
Right.
So I needed to start getting more serious about video as a business.
Right.
And so I really quickly found a niche, which is where I did the video business card for you.
Yeah.
That was one of the very first things that jumped out at me, because I was realizing that so many businesses were spending a lot of time explaining what they do over and over, just wasting a lot of time on it, and people still wouldn't quite get it. So I started making the video business cards, and then it was just like one after the next for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years.
If I may, let me tell you, this is one thing that I really appreciate you, is because you're not in a rush to just jump out there and deliver something, right? You come out and you spend a lot of time up front in the assessment. Pete, what specifically do you want to accomplish this? And then you break it down and you break it down and you break it down so that when you deliver the product, it is exactly what we talked about up front, each and every time. That's why I've engaged you multiple times. And because I am a business leader in the community and I have a wide network of other business leaders that I work with and know in one level or another, I look in your portfolio of clients and it's my friends. It's a lot of other people that see the value in having this video business card. It's like, you know, here's who I am. You know, let me explain the essence of whether it's your business or the cause or an event. In my case, that we've done that as well. And it's delivered in a succinct and beautiful message that, you know, it's just, it's great. And, you know, I imagine you have this kind of story told and retold, right? You have clients that engage you, and they have to be really happy with the end product. They have to be, right?
Yeah, it's funny, because if I finish a video business card and somebody's not, like, obviously super excited, like if they just say great job exclamation point, that'll actually sting a little bit, you
right.
know. It's like I'm really hoping that they'll just be blown away by it.
Right,
know?
Right. So beyond the V card, and I've used you, as I mentioned too, I've engaged Vollmer Visuals also to do like a special event or kind of, I guess the promo to build up for the event. I want to tell everybody about JDRF's big event and what's upcoming to get the word out. What are some of the other scope or services that Vollmer Visuals provides?
Well, it's always really important for me to first understand a business and what their challenges are within that business before prescribing a certain type of video.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it'll be somebody that has a product or a service that is already very successful, and they want me to come in and highlight that, pour some gasoline on that fire. And I think that's a smart marketing and business decision, because you're taking something that's already proven versus somebody that just has an idea. I don't even know, and you don't even know if that's going to work, you know?
Yeah, I get it, and I love it. But Josh is telling me right, that music, guys, is telling me we need to take a quick break and get this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904- 404-479-9610.
Welcome back, all you hard workers. That was our show sponsor, and that was Angie Langlois with Ascendo Resources. If you need staffing assistance, I can't think of anyone better to call than her. I mean, I call her all the time. She's my wife and business partner. Call Angie if you need staffing help, or you can call me directly. I'm happy to help you. I'm Pete the Job Guy, for crying out loud. My number is 904-999-4878. And I got that moniker because I find people jobs, and I fill jobs all over Jacksonville and North Florida. I'm happy to help you in any way. 904-999-4878. My guest today is Trey Vollmer, and he is the owner and he manages Vollmer Visuals, among one other company. We're going to hear about that one too. But right now, getting back to Vollmer Visuals, and I just want to know, what really motivates you to do what you do?
That's a great question. There's a few different ways that I've answered that in the past, and I asked the same question to my business partner last week, and I loved his answer, and this is my first chance to use that answer. So I asked him that, and he said, DNA. I said, wow, that is a great answer. DNA, I would say that's what motivates me as well, because I've always wanted to be good at something since I was young. But the problem was, I would get into something and I would start to figure it out. I would start to get good, and then I would do something else. So when I was 29, I'm 43 now, I noticed that pattern. And that was right around the time I was getting into video. Mm-hmm. So I said, this is it. From here on, I'm sticking to this.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I'm telling you, I know what motivates me is in my business, I like to help people find jobs, I help people that sometimes are at a vulnerable spot in their lives, or just people that need that next step in their career. I truly enjoy helping people. I also help companies that can't find people fast enough, or they just can't find them, they call me. And I like that. When my head hits the pillow, it feels good. But ultimately, I'm a capitalist. You know, I like to make money, too. And the more people I help, the more money I make. So, doggone it, Trey, I'm going to help as many freaking people as I can.
Sure. And that's a huge motivator as well. Yeah. Making somebody happy.
That's it. It is. Well, who's your ideal client? I know in many cases I am, a business entrepreneur person. I run a business and I want to get the word out. What other people would qualify as an ideal client for you?
My ideal client is somebody that loves what they do. They're good at it. They love helping other people. It's hard for me to help somebody with what I do if that person is not fired up, and they're not obviously, you know, really good at what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So when I can collaborate with somebody like that, it honestly pushes me, because I know they've put their whole life into what they do, and the only way that's going to come through on the video is if I give it my all.
Good. Now I want to talk about 24-hour offer. Now, this is your other business, and I know you're using the video marketing to kind of bolster the business and get it rolling. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
So, yeah, 24-hour offer is a newer company. My partner and I, we started it in February. Mm-hmm. We've done 2 properties so far. We have 2 more under contract right now. Mm-hmm. And with the video marketing, that's our main source of lead generation. Mm-hmm. So I built a online sales funnel. I run these Facebook ads with the videos. Somebody sees the ad, they click on the link, they go to our website, they fill out our form. And once somebody hands us their information, then I can, you know, hand that to my business partner who handles all the acquisitions and dispositions. So he does all the face-to-face stuff.
You know, what's interesting about what you just said is that sounds replicatable. That sounds like it's its own business within a business. So you're going to have the Vollmer Visuals. We're going to have, or is that part of Vollmer Visuals where you actually build that, like how you said you built a sales funnel and you do that element that's beyond just the videos. It sounds to me like you got a business to help other businesses drive sales beyond the videos. Is that correct?
Wow, I love that you picked up on that. That's great, yeah. So I invested a big chunk of change to learn how to create those sales funnels. And my now business partner is a friend from high school who had a roofing company. I said, look, I got this new skill. Let me try it out on your business. I just want to prove that it works. And he said, hey, have you thought about going into real estate? And then we started a real estate business.
That is awesome. I love these stories. I love hearing it because it does kind of, all you would-be entrepreneurs out there with these great ideas, you know, you just take those ideas, kind of formulate a plan, put it together, get some numbers behind it, maybe partner up or talk to some other small business owners, and there's plenty of networking groups out there, and how to turn what is a hobby or something fun into a money-making enterprise. It's exciting that you make that leap. So what advice would you give young entrepreneurs that are considering opening up their own business?
I would say make sure it's something that you love. You really have to do it. Even if nobody was going to pay you to do it, you would want to do it every day. Because that's the only thing that's going to push you day in and day out through the years. And I think about it a lot like, I don't know if the listeners watch a lot of MMA or UFC, but...
Oh, you know I do.
Okay. I look at business like that. So the guy on the ground that's getting choked out,
yeah.
The guy that doesn't tap, he's not going to tap. You need to be that guy. But also know you're going to be the guy on top of the cage when the crowd's going wild and you're having this ultimate high. So to me, the only thing that's going to get you to that level is really a passion for what you do.
Right. Beautiful. Let's get some contact information out. How can folks learn more about Vollmer Visuals or reach out to you?
You can go to TreyVollmer.com for any video marketing, and you can go to 24HourOffer.com for any real estate.
Okay. Trey, T-R-E-Y?
T-R-E-Y.
Vollmer, two L's, right?
Yes. V as in Victor, O-L-L-M as in Mike, E-R.
Okay. Fantastic. One last question. We get in a time machine right now. I send you back in time, and you meet young Trey, 19, 20-year-old Trey. And you can just put your hand right on your own shoulder and say, Trey, I want to give you this advice. Work-related or not, what advice would you give your younger self?
I would say, Trey, just keep doing what God made you to do. Follow your passions, be yourself, and stay focused.
Wonderful advice. Trey Vollmer with Vollmer Visuals. Thank you so much for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Sure. That music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And one... 25 WKV.
Do the hustle!
Welcome back, all you hard workers. Boy, I love that little intro. That's our producer, Josh McCarthy's daughter, Adeline, that welcomes us back.
Welcome back to Hard Worker.
It's so cute. And I love that, and I think it's fantastic. Gosh, guys, I'm Pete the Job Guy, and as you know, I'm a career expert. I've placed thousands and thousands of people in their jobs. I just love placing people. I love it when my clients are happy that I give them good, qualified professionals. I love helping people with that next step in their career. You know, some of my clients, they have big needs. They call me and say, hey, Pete, the job guy, I need 50 temporary employees for open enrollment. Or, you know, God forbid we have a hurricane and it's an insurance company that needs a bunch of claims adjusters and peoples to handle an influx of calls. And they call Pete, the job guy, at Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville, and I supply temporary employees. Now, some clients, maybe they're a technology need, and they have they're going through an upgrade or a conversion or migration, and they need technology professionals for a defined or undefined period of time to come out and handle the upgrade or the conversion or what have you. So they call us at Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville, 904-999-4878, and we supply them technology resources. Now, I have to tell you, our companies, like, we don't, like, we all do everything. We're not, like, generalists, so to speak, because I have a team of dedicated people that all they do is supply technology resources. So they speak techie. They came out of the technology profession to step into recruiting, whether it's infrastructure, application development, or data and analytics. These folks know what they're talking about. They're immersed in it. That's all they do day in and day out, so they become experts at it. I have a division that places only administrative, clerical, HR, and marketing. That's all they do day in and day out, so they become experts. They swim in a very narrow channel, so to speak. And if that's all you do every day, you become really, really good at it. I have another division. All they place is accounting and finance professionals, everything from receivables and payables up through staff accountants, senior financial analysts, whether controller, assistant controller, CFOs, even high-level project accounting and finance professionals. If there's a merger, an acquisition, and you need someone to do pre and post due diligence, you reach out to us at Ascendo Resources. You know what? I'd be happy to personally help you. If you're running a business right now and you're struggling to find qualified talent, or it's taking you too long to find it and you don't have the resources to just dedicate to finding help, you call me, and I promise you, I'll listen to you. I'll listen to exactly what you're looking for, and I'll hit the nail on the head. Some people say, Pete, there's no qualified candidates out there. And I say, listen, there has not been a qualified candidate genocide. Nobody came into Jacksonville and killed all these qualified candidates off, and it's just not true. You just have to build a better mousetrap. You have to be better networked. You have to have sophisticated tools empowered by artificial intelligence that help you to locate these qualified candidates. And guess what? Pete the Job Guy does, and my team at Ascendo Resources does, and we would love to put I've been doing this for over 25 years right in the city of Jacksonville, okay? Let me put those 25 years of experience to work for you, okay? My number is 904-999-4878. My name is Pete the Job Guy Langlois, and I would love to help you out. Guys, this next segment is so funny. This is Common Sense Ain't So Common, and this is delivered by Eric Ross. Eric Ross is amazing. He's hilarious, but you know, he's a registered nurse out saving the world. He is a benefits expert, works at 212 Benefits. I mean, there's nothing this guy can't help you with. He's phenomenal, but he shares Common Sense Ain't So Common each week on the show. And he tells business scenarios that actually happen that I promise will leave you scratching your head saying, I can't believe that happened. With no further ado, let's get this week's Common Sense Ain't So Common with Eric Ross.
Happy Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, employees, bosses, and leaders. One more week till the Jaguars kick off their season. Looking forward to it. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Hard Worker Show with Pete the Job Guy. Eric Ross here with 212 Benefits, local employee benefit specialist. Simply put, we try to take your benefits that suck, make them suck a little bit less. Each week, we bring a little story called Common Sense Ain't So Common, where we share stories brought to us from the community about some interesting characters in the workplace. But first, this week's edition of Business Poetry on Active Listening. Are you listening and actually paying attention, or are your thoughts going in another direction? If you're interested in making a genuine connection, it all goes back to actively paying attention. Whether in operations, management, or out making sales, every person you meet has their own unique tale. Pay attention, ask questions, and actively listen. Otherwise, important details you are likely missing. Oh man, these are painful. Come on, I'm gonna need some people to send me in some poems because these are getting worse and worse. On that note, look, I would be lying if I didn't admit that I am often distracted. In fact, you can ask my wife. She will tell you that I'm constantly distracted, but it is getting increasingly difficult to pay attention with the invention of smartphones. Today's story on Common Sense Not Being So Common is a story recently shared about an operational manager we're going to call Distracted Dan. Distracted Dan's main job is to break down barriers for his team and make his employees' jobs as efficient and easy as possible and lead by example. However, Dan didn't get this memo. Every time a team member of his comes in for feedback, advice, or discuss a project, Dan's mind and attention is elsewhere. instead of actively listening and engaging with his team, distracted Dan never has a conversation without constantly looking at his cell phone. If I had to guess, probably Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or this time of year updating his fantasy football team. Imagine the frustration of someone wanting to be successful in their role and grow as a professional, but cannot even get the attention of their direct boss, leader, or peer. Well, guess what, distracted Dan? Your time is limited. Either put your phone down or don't be shocked when Kelly takes over your job as the ops manager, because she is an active listener and engages with her coworkers professionally and personally, building real relationships and developing her team. Don't be Dan. Put your phone down when engaging with your coworkers and clients. Little saying we like to use in our business, remember, every person has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters. Side note, Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. We are 1 week away from the Jaguars turning our organization around. Cannot wait. Eric Ross here with 212 Benefits. If you have a story to share on common sense not being so common, maybe an interesting boss or coworker, some horrible jokes, a really cheesy poem, send them my way. Eric Ross at 212benefits.com.
Oh, boy, that's Eric Ross, my friends. That's phenomenal. I crack up each and every time I hear that segment, and I do scratch my head and say, wow, man, people are crazy. All right, guys. If you missed the first part of the show, this is where my guest Trey Vollmer came on, and he runs Vollmer Visuals. He's an entrepreneur. He also has 24-hour offer, and that's a real estate company. He's an entrepreneur. And if you're ever thinking about being an entrepreneur, you listen to some of the things he said. He's like, you have to be passionate about what you elect to do. You know, you get some people, you know, they work all their lives doing something and then they try something else and it's, I don't know, maybe they're not passionate about it or they didn't think about it enough. But if you really think it through, you sit down and you map it out and you are passionate about it, and guess what? You're going to work hard. Like a hard worker works. You can make so much happen. I love telling the story that where I came from in Northeast Massachusetts, that the best compliment you could give someone wasn't like, oh, that Peter, he's the smartest, or that Peter, he's the richest, or he's the best looking, or he's most this or that. The best compliment you could give somebody, anybody from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, was that Peter, he's a hard worker. I'm telling you, that stuck with me, always has. It has for my whole life, and that concept has driven me to push harder and work harder than the person sitting next to me. And the pace, if the pace is consistent and you apply yourself day in, day out, you can achieve more. You know you can. If you run at a sprinter's pace, you're going to beat the person walking. I promise you, each and every day. That music right there tells us that we need to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascenda Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascenda Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascenda today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
Oh, that's our show sponsor, Ascendo Resources, and that's Angie Langlois. You can call Angie, and she will help you with any staffing needs you have, because she's probably the best. And look, she's my better half. That's Angie Langlois, and I'm Pete the Job Guy Langlois. And together, we run Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville. So whether you need qualified candidates or if you yourself are a candidate looking for that next step in your professional career, you can give us a call. You can call Angie at the number she provided, or you can call me, 904-999-4878. That's Pete the Job Guy's number, and I'm happy to help you, and I'm an expert. 904-999-4878. Call me. Happy to help you. Josh, I know I've got behind on our email. Why don't you read one of the email messages? Fire it at me at will, and I'll take it and run with it.
Well, here you are, Will. You got to fire it at Will, so I'm going to call you Will. All right. Will the Job Guy. Yeah, we got an email. I always love reading these mailbag questions because they're always so relevant to whatever's going on in that certain time. And we got a little message here from Vicky in Jack's Beach, and she is a marketing major. But Pete, she's having a hard time finding any job that's offering a salary over $33,000. And she's like, what do I do? Is it my resume? Is it, do I need more work experience? What can she do to make herself more desirable for employers?
Oh, thank you for picking that one. Josh, Vicky, I'm going to tell you something. You're not unlike a lot of other people out there, that went to college, spent a lot of money on a great education. You come out with a fresh minted marketing degree, 4 years of hard work. You got your piece of paper. You're all learned up and you jump out and you're expecting to, I got this degree, this experience. I can bring this world of good to any company and I should have a minimum of $50,000 expectation. All right, all you marketing majors in Jacksonville, I think you'd agree with me. That's a reasonable ask based on your education and what you can bring to any organization. But it's amazing right now that a lot of people, I guess, went and got marketing degrees. And a lot of people are in that space, and I'm seeing the trend. A lot of employers are in that 35 to 40K. And as you heard, Vicky wrote in, I think she said hers is around 33,000. This is what we're seeing. And it's tough because, you could earn more money doing a lot of other things that you don't need to have that piece of paper and that degree for. So it's tough. So Vicky says, what can I do? Well, we've got to gain some experience. We've got to develop your resume, and there's a few things. And I always say, keep an open mind, folks. If you have a marketing and business degree and you're having a hard time landing the exact job you want, think about your future. What can I do right now to build on my experience to make me more marketable down the road, perhaps? So you think like that. Also, you think, what's a company I want to work for? Okay. You look at all prospective employers and then you target the ones that you want to work for and you make a list and you work on getting a job at that employer. Okay. This is one strategy. You get your foot in the door and work hard. Master whatever job you're at when you come in, right? You be the best at it, whether it's customer service. Pete, I'm marketing. I don't want to. Okay, great. But you go in there and you're awesome at customer service. When a marketing role comes up, you'll know about it. You'll be able to meet the marketing person that's there that runs the department. Maybe plant a bug in their ear, okay? Building your professional network within the organization that you've targeted. And then when an opportunity arises, here you are with strong performance reviews, okay, gaining skills on how to interact with people at different levels, and then you work your way into that department. Okay, that's one strategy. Another strategy, and this is another one I recommend for marketing people. Okay, usually you're creative, you're somebody that's kind of sales oriented and things like that. You might consider getting into staffing and recruiting because I have a lot of marketing majors on my team. Josh, I'm telling you, it's funny. They come in, fresh ideas, great perspective.
Right.
They know how to use social media to their advantage. So marketing majors work out well in staffing, and they, you know what they can do. They can reach out to who? Come on.
To Pete the Job Guy.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you're learning and going to school to sell for other companies, why not learn how to sell yourself, right? Or sell other people.
Right. And the what you learn in staffing and recruiting, too, is how to engage people and do a consultative sales process, listening skills, and developing marketing skills that will help you for the rest of your life. Okay, wait. We're moving around real quick here. We have to go to one of my favorite segments. Josh, this is probably my favorite. This is the Boston Update from Boston Danny. With no further ado, let's get it right now.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your update. Well, the weather's finally broke for us, and we're back to some, normal New England-type temperatures. Low humidity and 70 to 85 degrees. Perfect working weather. You folks can keep that high heat and humidity down in Florida. It's not for us up here. And we're just waiting for Bill Belichick and the boys to start the season. We feel they got a great team. You'll see them during the season. You'll remember what I said. They'll be putting their mark on it. And, of course, my Red Sox, they're still plugging away. We still got our eyes on October. So, we're just keeping an eye on it. Well, I feel like I've gotten away from what I started you know, this show with, which was talking about Boston and all the things I love about it and all the great things that you can come up and see and hang around with. So today I'm going to get back to it and talk about the USS Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides. She's a wooden-hulled, three-masted heavy frigate of the United States Navy. She's the world's oldest ship of any type still afloat. And she was launched in 1797, and she was built right here in Boston in the North End at Edmund Hart Shipyard. And you can still see her. She's berthed at Pier 1 down at the Charlestown Navy Yard. It's a museum. They got all kinds of, you know, naval artifacts and everything. And the great thing about it is it's a Navy ship. You know what I mean? She's a commissioned warship. And the Constitution's stated mission today is to promote understandings of the Navy role in war and peace through educational outreach, historical demonstration, and active participation in public events as part of the Naval History and Heritage Command. As a fully commissioned Navy ship, her crew of 60 officers and sailors participate in ceremonies, educational programs, and special events while keeping her open to visitors year-round, providing free tours. The officers and crew are all active duty naval personnel, and the assignment is considered to be special duty. So come on up and see it. It's a great take. The guys will show you around. They'll give you a little history and lore of it. She's probably best known for, you know, the War of 1812 and a battle with the HMS Guerrilla, which, you know, it's a famous painting. It's in the Museum of Fine Arts. You can come take a look at that while you're here, too. So come on up, folks. Come and see us. And send me your shout-outs. Give me your birthdays and everything else. So I want to wish a wicked pisser birthday to Aaliyah Grace Gibbs, and that comes from Mom and Dad. And for Scotty Jackmore, happy birthday, Superman, and that comes from Misty. And happy birthday, Buddy Ward, and a wicked pisser day to Kevin Cox. Remember, folks, it's your birthday. Make the most of it. And I want to wish a belated anniversary wish to Tom and Laura Nolan, and that comes from the crew at the Isle of Palms. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Remember our first responders, our nurses, doctors, our military, retired, and active. And, Peter, I'll be in touch with you. Take care.
Oh, guys, that's another gem from Boston Danny. If you want to recognize your special someone and have Boston Danny give them a shout-out like only Boston Danny can, drop me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll give it to Boston Danny, and he will give you a wicked piss of shout-out like only Boston Danny can. We're running tight on time, but, Josh, one more mailbag because that last one that Vicky sent, I hope I answered your question, Vicky. What do we have next, Josh?
I got one for you, Pete. It's actually Tom from Nocatee. And Tom, like many people last year, he started working from home for most of his work week, and he realized the benefits that can have. And I'm wondering if people are seeing that now, the benefit of the work-life balance. Are people maybe negotiating some work-from-home days into their contracts or work resume or whatever it is the employers are looking for?
Well, Tom, you really struck gold right there, I want to tell you, Tom and Nocatee. I have this conversation every day. Every time I talk to a client and they tell me about a job that they need filled, one of my standard questions is this remote? And I'll say, yes, no. I have clients that will tell me specifically that the person has to be vaccinated in order to come into their business. And, you know, and we ask about COVID protocols. But most employers now, many that were never open to it, are open to either a work from home solution, a hybrid solution, maybe come in once or twice a week and work partially from home. And then there are some employers that, no, you come into the office. If you're not in the office, you're not working and you're skating and you're off doing something else and I need you to come to the office. But more and more employers are open to that flexibility in the workforce. And it is hard once people have been, you know, they're following certain protocols, maybe the whole company ended up working from home for the last year. Imagine now you have a commute. Now you have childcare issues that you didn't have. But maybe your work and your production was, maybe it was even better working from home. And I ask employers to keep an open mind about that. If the work product is still there, for some people, you're getting a better work product or better performance with people working from home. And not only that, they're happier. You know, you got a lot of employees that aren't dealing with a 45-minute commute each way. The stress levels have come down. The productivity has gone up. And if you're not open to it, I think everybody should be. Guys, my guest today was Trey Vollmer with Vollmer Visuals. And I tell you, I'm a client of Trey's. I'm a repeat client. I'm having my website redone. And if anybody wants to come help me redo my Pete the Job Guy website, I'd love to talk to you, okay? But Trey is doing a video card for me for Pete the Job Guy, and I'm pretty excited about it, you know, and he's going to capture the essence of what this show is all about. And I'm excited, and I think Trey does a great job. He's a wonderful person, but he's very skilled at his craft. I ask you and urge you to reach out to Vollmer Visuals, and that's Trey Vollmer. Guys, you did it. Just spent an hour with Pete the Job Guy. I hope you heard something today that helped you a little bit in your careers, because that's what this show is all about. We're dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow and giving you career advice that will help you to become more effective and productive in your careers. Well, you just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.